Vibrant color and rich contrast characterize this year's 2013 University of Tennessee at Chattanooga Department of Art faculty exhibition. There are 15 members of UTC's art department participating in this year's event. The exhibit includes painting, sculpture, drawings, photography, printmaking, and graphic design, as well as conceptual and time-based media. Ruth Grover is director and curator of UTC's Kress Gallery of Art.
The faculty exhibition is somewhat of a celebration of the creative research of the UTC Department of Art faculty as a whole. The exhibition occurs every 2 years, and so during those 2 years, between each exhibition, faculty are able to conduct their creative research, and then the faculty exhibition allows them to choose particular works from that body and bring it into the gallery for a public exhibition.
Ms. Grover says that some faculty members keep their works a secret up until the exhibition begins, and what a thrill it is to finally have their works revealed to one another and the public.
They've continued to be very, very strong. And I would say the faculty exhibitions have done the same. And I think that probably comes from the faculty, the personality of the faculty as a whole, who wish to support each other and share ideas with each other. And they, in turn, encouraging our students to do the same thing. So it's amazing what's been happening in this department here at the university for quite some time now.
Ron Buffington is a University Chattanooga Foundation professor and head of UTC's art department. Dr. Buffington says by training, he's a painter. His faculty artwork entry combines three photographs in what he calls a scanograph.
These photographs are made really like most paintings are made, with traditional art materials, pigment, acetate, layers of collage material, etc. But the unconventional part is these arrangements, as I call them, are then captured by an optical scanner. So I essentially scan these paintings, and then they become pure data. I disassemble those components, and the final painting just exists in this document, this digital document.
Dr. Buffington adds that the exhibit not only showcases artists' works, but oftentimes art pieces enhance what is being taught in art classes.
We do think of the gallery as a whole as an educational opportunity. We use the exhibitions in the gallery in our classroom lessons. We often bring students from a classroom into the gallery to talk about the work. So I think it functions as a kind of teaching opportunity for our majors, but we also know that we serve an academic population and indeed the Chattanooga arts community in the region as well. And so the exhibition, the faculty exhibition in particular, is unique in that it provides a glimpse into the creative practices of faculty teaching at this institution.
And oftentimes you critique each other's work as well? I'm sure that's
sure,
part of it.
Sure, just for fun. We are very close, very collegial as a department. And one of the pleasures of being in academia is being around people with shared interests and values. And so we have tried to institute regular studio visits and critiques for one another. Mm-hmm. More often now, it's just extemporaneous. A question sparks some conversation. What are you working on? And then we can do a studio visit from there.
The 2013 UTC Department of Art Faculty Exhibition begins tomorrow evening and runs through Friday, October 4th. Works are on display inside the Kress Gallery of Art, located in the lobby of the UTC Fine Arts Center. Admission is free and open to the public. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mark Colbert.